My text this morning comes from 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 6 through 14. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then Elijah said to him, to Elisha, he says, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the company of the prophets also went, and they stood some distance from them, as they were both standing by the Jordan. And then Elijah took his mantle, and he rolled it up, and he struck the water, and the waters parted to the one side and to the other, until the two of them crossed on dry ground. And when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." The King James Version of the Bible says, "a double portion of your spirit." And he, Elijah, responded, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I'm being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." And as they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father," and the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and he tore them into two pieces. And he picked up the mantle that Elijah had let fall. And he went back and he stood on the banks of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and he struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he struck the water parted to the one side and to the other. And Elisha went on. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.